Ask the Podcast Coach for May 2nd, 2015.
Let's get ready to podcast.
It's hard to dance and turn down the volume at the same time. It's the Extended Dance Mix. It's Saturday. It's live. It's askthepodcastcoach.com/live, where you can get your podcast questions answered. That would make me the podcast coach, along with that guy over there, Jim Cullison from TheAverageGuy.tv. I'm Dave Jackson from theschoolofpodcasting.com. Jim, how's it going, buddy?
Greetings, Dave. A little frog in my throat this morning. Not sure exactly what's going on, but happy Saturday morning to you. Always great to be here at Ask the Podcast Coach.
I had that this week. I had a class, made the mistake of going to McDonald's on my lunch and had a fillet of fish and spent the rest of the afternoon going, it was just, yeah.
A little greasy sandwich.
Yeah, it was a little fun that way. But at anywho, we should always go ahead and get the phone lines going here. The topics are up to you. You never know what you're going to get on this. Go ahead and call in. It's 347-850-8007. That number again, 347-850-8007. And I see Daniel J. Lewis from the Audacity to Podcast is also getting addicted to Clamor. Don't forget, Home Gadget Geeks, May 28th. Jim Cullison will be interviewing my new buddy, Dave Silverman. Here's what's really cool. Behind the scenes today, before we started, Jim and I were talking about hosting and things like that, and the pros and cons of dealing with a small company. So, like, Jim, go ahead and tell us about the people that are doing your hosting. It's kind of
For the last 3-4 years, I've been using a company called Maple Grove Partners. Really, for the first couple of years, it was just my co-host, Christian Johnson, who co-hosts with me on Cyber Frontiers over there at the Average Guy Network. And Christian had got tired of host providers. We had gone through a couple of them, and none of them did exactly what he wanted them to do. And he thought he could do it himself. Now, you know, let's remember, this kid's 18 years old. And he just said, I'm tired of it. I'm going to do my own. And so last year, he built a company called Maple Grove Partners. It's just he and his dad. And they've put together a server farm at their home in Buffalo and using the business plan through Verizon Fios and created this web hosting service that I now use. And if you go to maplegrovepartners.com, that's it. We've done a home tech tip on that where he comes out and talks about it. So if you go to theaverageguy.tv, look through home tech tips. You'll see a little, 14-minute conversation, maybe even less than that. But it's unique, right? It's two guys doing this. And typically, you know, Dave, you asked me the question, well, what about support? You know, is he going to be there at 3 a.m? Probably not. Well, you never know. He's a college student right now, so he's up all hours of the day. He might actually get back to you at 3 a.m. But I get really good, dedicated service. Mm-hmm. And he's built this service for podcasters. That's kind of, it was built around me. I'm not going to lie. He used all his use cases with stuff around me. He's got a dozen or so clients that he's working with. Small plans, $10. The larger plan is $30 a month. Great hosting. But, you know, to your question, Dave, can he support me? Well, you're going to have those challenges, but you're also going to have those times when the thing goes down. I just Skype him and say, hey, Christian, you know, is there anything going on? He Skypes me back in a few minutes or whatever. He's always on. Type deal. You had an experience. So anyways, maplegrovepartners.com. All right. Check that out.
And we're going to continue that in a second. So note to self. Yeah, we got a call.
Okay. We'll come back to that because you have another story about it.
I do have another story. We'll talk about HostGator and big companies versus small companies. But right now we're going to be talking with ending in 4332. You're on with Dave and Jim. What's your name and what's your question?
Hi, I'm Daniel. I'm a podcaster.
Hi, Daniel.
Is this me, Dave Jackson?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, I mentioned this in the chat room. This is Daniel J. Lewis, in case no one can tell.
From the Audacity to Podcast.com.
Yeah, thank you. Clamor, I am really liking both from, three aspects, I think, from Clamor, and I just wanted to share my excitement about this and see if you're getting this from Clamor, too. Three aspects. One is sharing my own stuff. Yeah, I've actually not been sharing much of my own stuff, but I've given my audio producer the command to start looking for 17-second segments to share for Clamor.
18.
Actually, it's 17.
Is it 17?
It cuts off. Or wait. It's 1 second different from, it's 17 seconds.
Okay.
Because the time you see 17 is the last number you see. And so an extension to that to the right is 1 second. So it's actually technically 17 seconds, not 18.
Okay.
But the other aspect is how I'm using Clamor more is sharing other people's content. Like I'm listening to you, Dave, or podcasts about podcasting and other content. I hear something, I think, oh, that's really good. Like, our friend Brian from ProfitCast is so Clamorable.
Oh, isn't he? He is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the other thing, I'm wondering if you're using it much for this, is consuming content I wouldn't normally otherwise consume, but just getting that nugget of information from that other content and not having to subscribe to an hour-long podcast and getting whatever.
Yeah, I need to go back. Because I believe I liked it. There was a really cool quote from who's the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air? What's the guy's name? Will Smith. Somebody must have been interviewing him, and he said the one thing that sets him apart is his work ethic. And it was this awesome clip about I'm the guy that's doing this, and when you're sleeping, I'm doing this, and when it's just like, oh man, that is a cool clip. And as soon as I heard it, I went, because you can kind of rewind and fast forward. I went back and said, okay, because I want to hear the rest of that interview. So yeah, I wake up in the morning now and I'll just flip on Clamor. And there's a thing, because there's some of the people that are on some of these channels that I'm just not their target guy. And you can go in and mute that person from that channel. So I'm not really interested in like food. I love to eat it, but I'm not really much of a foodie.
So. Clamor is great for comedy too. I've listened to that comedy channel and, you know, in the morning and I'm getting ready and you just hit the comedy channel and you get these 18 second clips and it's a variety of them. Now it's not safe for work.
Yeah.
let's come out and say that it's tough to set this thing to make it safe, but the comedy piece is good. That's been my favorite part of Clamor is, comedy's perfect in the 18 or 17 second, for most standups that their jokes are about that long. So it's perfect for that.
I had a go ahead, Daniel. Any other comments on Clamor before I ask you a question?
Well, yeah, my question is, what do you think about the idea of not necessarily Clamor as the publishing platform, but this idea of making a show that is literally 20 seconds per episode and something like that, like a daily tip or something that short, using either Clamor or releasing it on iTunes? What do you think of that idea as a whole?
I like the idea because you talk about having to get to the point. You've really got to know, here's what I'm going to say, here's my point. And it's one of those things that when I heard, I'm like, because he said you can publish content here. And I'm like, you could actually have like a Clamor exclusive 18-second podcast. You know, the best microphone that I recommend is the ATR2100 USB. Find it at blah, blah, blah. Here's what, you know, you'd have to really, it'd be interesting to see. But you could have 18-second clips or 17-second clips. I like the idea. I think it would be, I like it just because it would really force me to get out of my comfort zone. You know, how am I going to do this? Or am I just going to say, you know, follow me on Clamor to hear the rest of this and then just have a 5-minute podcast in 17 second increments. That'd be fun. It's very, really interesting. I've been using it I'm with you. I've been just, anytime I hear something, another one that seems very Clamorable is, podcast group therapy. Every time I listen to, Nick and Corey and Tawny, I'm always like, oh, that's such a Clamor. And, they just came out with a new version. It's a little easier to crop now. It's still not, I've been telling them, I'm like, your cropping thing needs a little, I said my suggestion was, use the Boss Jock way where when you're playing, just have them hit the stop button and mark that as, okay, here's where the crop starts. And then when you listen, hit stop and go, okay, that's the end point. Cause trying to do this fine tuning stuff on an iPhone, I haven't tried on the iPad. I'm assuming it would be easier, but I'm doing it on my phone. And I'm like, you know, it's taking about 3 minutes. A Clamor, which doesn't sound like a lot, but if you want to Clamor a lot, you're like, wow, I just spent 15 minutes and I only did like four clips. And there are times when it's really kind of a bummer that way. But there, again, we're, the theme for today, we didn't pick one, is working with smaller companies. So Dave and I'm not sure what the other, I think they're the guy. I think they're both Daves because it's such a great name. They're really open to feedback. He's like, we're hungry. I think there was a hashtag, hashtag hungry for feedback. So any insights you want to share with those guys, they're open for it. So it's good stuff. Hey, I had a question for you, my friend, Mr. Web developer, loves to dig into code kind of person. AskThePodcastCoach.com and www.AskThePodcastCoach.com getting occasionally different results. Is that an HT access issue?
It can be. It's basically a server side issue. And oh, whoa, I see what you mean.
Yeah. Like I'm missing an episode.
Yeah. That looks like that one is different from the other. Looks like a caching problem, but that's not actually the real problem. That's just a symptom of the problem. What you really need to do is there is some HT access code out there you can find, or you can talk to your web host and they can give you the code. But what you'd want to do is redirect all requests for www to non-www.
Right.
And then that way you're not even running into separate caching issues. You have only one site, and then it doesn't matter whether someone types www.
Right.
And it's it would be something you would put inside your HT access, which is kind of like a piece. It's a file in your web host that communicates with the server. And it's an extra level kind of between the server and WordPress. So it's a lot more technical, but you can go out there and find, like if you just search for HT access, no www, something like that, you'll find code that will say, paste this in, and this will redirect all www to non-www.
Got it. Yeah, it was one of those things. We were having a problem last night. One of the cool tools, and I understand that, don't you hate it when somebody buys a domain and they don't use it for anything? I just did a search. Do you own Podcast Soup?
No.
Because I thought about that. You know how they have the TV show used to be The Soup or whatever it was, and it was just clips of other shows. And I was like, we could do a Podcast Soup show, and it'd be all Clamor stuff. If somebody has it at GoDaddy. I'm wondering, I'm sitting here going, do I have it? I know I thought about that idea a while ago. Anyway, to get back to my original thought, I'm sitting here typing and talking at the same time. I was talking with Hanny from Simple Podcast Press last night because I found a bug in his plugin, which of course I woke up this morning and he had fixed. And that was one of the cool things about working with a small kind of company. But they now has timestamps. And he said that you had contacted him about, hey, that sounds really, really cool. And if you go to the last episode on Ask the Podcast Coach, you'll see where I put some in. And it's really cool where, you know, if Jim starts talking about having the Clamor guys on, I think I have a link to that, like the 23-minute mark, and it goes right to that MP3 file and puts it in the player, and I'm like, that is so cool. So it was...
Daniel, you face some of those pressures, right? Kind of being a solo guy.
Yeah, with your plugin.
It's great. You can get instant feedback, but at the same time, you struggle with, you know, there may be priorities and guys want things, and of course, they've contacted you directly, and it takes you a long time to get to them. I mean, you're both a hero and a goat, right?
Yeah, it's I'm the villain until I release it, and then I'm suddenly the hero.
It's great though. I mean, it's the challenge of using, you know, when you go with the small guy or when you go with the solo entrepreneur, that's the challenge that you face as a consumer. You have to set your expectations right in the sense that you're going to get really great service. And very personal service from that standpoint, but there will be moments, right, when you can't get right back to them, or you're going to be on vacation and you don't have necessarily a guy backing you up from that standpoint. So I think sometimes we as consumers, we get frustrated with that, I think you have to understand who you're working with. Daniel, in your case, as you know, doing a lot of solo work, what do you tell your customers in those times? You've got to get time off, right? So what do you tell your customers when you're out, but they want something right now?
Well, it's It's usually I can't do it right now, but if it's something like requesting something for my podcast reviews or for social subscribe and follow icons, those things that require some kind of development on them, I let them know, thank you for this. This is a great idea. Or sometimes I do have to say, thank you. It's a good idea, but I don't think it's the right direction for us. But basically acknowledge the feedback and then let them know we're going to put this in and try to fit it in when we can. But I can't make any promises to it being something close. That's if it, I truly can't. If it's something like, hey, can you put in a Vimeo icon? Then it's like, oh yeah, great thing. That'll be in the next update. But it is a careful balance of my time and recognizing that, okay, I could work on this thing, but I do kind of need to be able to eat. So I need to be able to work on something that's making money.
Yeah, that's, there's a, I'm actually Monday show on the School of Podcasting. It's going to be, the goal is to have nothing technical about it. It's all going to be about theory of podcasting and, some other thing. And I'm reading a book right now and I cannot remember the name of it. It's on, I heard about it on Social Media Examiner, but it's all about time management. And the guy said, so many times we look at what's urgent and we look at deadlines and that's how we determine it. But in the process, we need to be looking at what needs to be done and what will have the maximum impact, like in the long term. And that puts a whole new spin on time management when you're looking at, that kind of stuff. And, it's like, interesting. Because I listened to the Podcasters Roundtable you guys did at MNX. And the one thing that people kept saying was time. I don't have time. I don't have time. And I'm like, So that'll be Monday's show. But
Daniel, any other thoughts?
No, I'm just looking forward to where Clamor is going and really thinking about implementing it, integrating it with my entire network and just a great publishing platform and new ideas that might inspire.
Yeah. I do have a question for you. How are you calling in? You sound great.
I am calling in from Google Voice, but through my Heil PR40 into my mixer, you know, all of that stuff connected to my computer.
So there's no
phone. I am calling in through the phone.
Okay.
But it's still using all my equipment.
Awesome. There you go. All right, my man. Well, hey, thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
There you go.
Thanks, Daniel.
And I did start off this morning. If you want to feel good today, you want to feel good, find somebody to help. Do something nice for somebody else. I see Kathy Kelly is in the chat room, and I need to send Kathy an email. She's writing a book. She has a son with autism, and she does the Special Mouse podcast, and she's starting a Kickstarter program. And I happen to be on Google Plus. Because I know she was doing this. She sent me an email about it. And the whole time I was, I'm like, I really need to donate to that. And so I did. So I'm now, I guess I'm a backer is what they call it over at Kickstarter for her book. She's getting ready to, she's trying to write a book on autism and, taking people to the park, which is just really cool. And, I got done. I was like, wow, that made me feel good. I'm helping a friend. I'm helping a buddy. So there you go.
That's so nice, Dave. Hey, you know, Clamor's not the first one to do this short bit idea.
No, I mean, there's Vine.
Audioboo, right? And Audioboo was really, this was their original business model. And they've since changed over. Now they're Audioboom, and they're really focusing more on long play stuff, more podcasting. But it's interesting timing. You know, good ideas don't necessarily all get validated at the right time. Sometimes you can be too early. Microsoft is notorious at this. You know, they had right. The tablet long before anybody else did. But of course, the iPad made it work, and so it's not always first. That gets there. These guys are, and I have my contact over at Clamor is Emily.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to have, who am I having on the show? It's not Dave. It's their, he put the name in
the
I can
guy.
Never pronounce the name. Starts with a P. I don't want to say Perez, but that's not right. Parvez, Parviz. I think he's one of the developers over there. That's going to be coming on. So
cool.
Get the
uber geeky going on.
It'd be fun to have them on and just talk, get some questions. If you guys want to come out, that's a Thursday night. We are live. We record it. But it'd be great to have a bunch of podcasters out there to ask some questions.
Yeah. And I've solved the mystery. Charles Mohelski is the owner of podcastsoup.com. So in case you're wondering, there you go. If you wanted to,
how'd you look him up? Did you look him up on
whois.com? Yeah. I just did the old whois and that. But we were talking about, we were talking about small companies.
The small guy.
Yeah. And I was working with Hanny last night and it was cool that, number one, from Simple Podcast Press. And if you go to Ask the Podcast Coach, you'll see it. The players is I'm using that. And what's really cool is it has timestamps now. So with this show, you know, I forgot to write it down, but I usually write down when people call in, or I'll mark it like that. So when I do the show notes, so I can actually go back to the show notes, because I usually have timestamps when people call in and things like that. And all I have to do now is highlight that timestamp and click a button in Simple Podcast Press. And it makes it, it will jump to that part in the show, which is really cool, especially for like the School of Podcasting, where I have multiple topics and things like that. So instead of, making somebody sit through the first 19 minutes because they want to hear the interview with Jim Collison, they can just jump right to that. It also has a cool thing where it'll make a page of your last X amount of shows. And you can also colorize the player now. It used to be in black and white. So I've actually got him on the show coming out Monday. I did an interview with him. But it was nice because I just happened to go to his website and went to the live chat, and sure enough, he showed up. And I said, hey, just for the record, when I'm clicking this, it's weird. It's playing the audio, but there's no pause button. It's like playing in the background. And he said, hold on a second. And we're kind of going back and forth on the chat. And he goes, oh, yeah, this must be a bug. And I'm like, well, if you want to hop on Skype? And so we got on Skype, and he was talking. He's like, yeah, I'm sorry it took me so long to get back, because he kind of sent something and said, hold on a second. And it was probably like 5 minutes. He goes, yeah, I just walked in the door, and my kids were crying. I'm like, well, dude, priorities first. Take care of the kids, which he did. And, and then we got on Skype, and I gave him a login to the website. And I woke up this morning, and there's an update to Simple Podcast Press, and it was fixed. And some weird... And we were able to troubleshoot it. And then I was like, well, cool. Now that it's fixed, let's get on and do a quick interview. So I interviewed him for the show for Monday. So it's cool. That's the nice thing about, I've been in that situation where I've been the little guy. And the cool thing about little guys is they can pivot and turn anytime, that in a record time. When you're dealing with a big company, they've got to get it approved and they've got to do all this other stuff. And, it's nice that, when you're dealing with a smaller company, A, they can listen to your feedback and really one-on-one almost tell you, like Daniel said, hey, that's a really good idea. That's not really where we want to go. Because my problem I ran into, I've been on HostGator literally since, I forget who my original host was, but I've been on HostGator probably close to 20 years, 15 at least. And I had the brute force attack. We had that a couple of weeks. And Thursday, I go to log in. I get an error establishing connection. And I'm like, okay, what the heck? So I try to – a lot of times if that happens, I can still log in. I couldn't do anything. So I get on the live chat. And to their credit, their live chat, you usually don't have to wait very long. And I'm like, what's the deal? And the guy's looking at it, and he's looking at it. He goes, well, I'm really sorry. There's a problem, and I'm going to escalate this and do a ticket. And this is where, unfortunately, where I feel their support, it's good when they get to you, but it sounds like they're overstaffed in that department, because 16 hours later, I got home from work and my site still isn't up. So I get on the chat. I checked my email to see if there was an update on the ticket, see if there's anything I needed to do. And because I really just assumed, because I really do, I trust their support. I just assumed it was going to be up. So I was really surprised when I got home, went to the website, and it was still down. And then I do check my email, and everybody's going, do you know your site's down? And I'm like, yeah, they're looking at it. And I go to the chat guy, and I go, hey, what's the deal on this? Can you look at this? He goes back, looks at my site, and goes, wow, something like MySQL is down on your box. He goes, the good news is that's a real problem, because it's not just affecting me, and this will be fixed immediately. And I'm like, well, great. Any special reason why it took 16 hours to troubleshoot that? And he's like, well, and he gave me some blah, blah, blah reason. And so that was just one where I'm like, all right, we're going to go strike two on you guys. Even though it's been 15 years, I'm like, there are a couple of things we were talking before that I might just need to export all my pages and my posts and just start with a fresh you know, WordPress database on that. But that was a case where a bigger company, you know, they have to follow the channels of, you know, going from start to finish. And right. my video is frozen and I'm back. And
no, you were there. You didn't skip at all.
Okay. So
yeah, it's a challenge, Dave. I mean, it just is a challenge. You're sacrificing. You kind of have to ask the question, you know, what are you going to sacrifice if you go with bigger company versus smaller? Yeah. And who's doing it really well? And, you know, you're always going to have, with companies, you're always going to have bumps in the road.
Like, yeah.
The things bad are going to happen. There's going to be mistakes. Things are going to be overlooked. Those kinds of things just happen. But, you know, it's one of those things.
Yeah. You're always going to have, you're never going to find that perfect.
No, kind of person. Unfortunately, unless you do it yourself, and then you can just have yourself to blame, right?
Yeah, that's always fun. I do have an email into Podbean because I know they announced. Now, I don't think this is new. I think you just had to search for it. They now have it to where you can redirect your feed, and so that's kind of cool. That's like one of my criteria. So somebody said, "Does this mean you now recommend Podbean?" And I kind of almost want to add a new criteria. That would say you need to be not trustworthy. You have to have integrity. Because I went over to their website. They still have Leo on their front page and a bunch of other people I know that do not use Podbean. And so I emailed my new contact over there, which is kind of cool. That's another thing they're doing new. Shannon, something with an S. He said, looking at Shannon Martin, and said, "Hey, why is it that you guys have shows on your front page, because this looks, in my opinion, dishonest." That's about as polite way as I can say you guys are lying. And I'll be interested in what they have to say. They're trying to have a directory. Okay. Well, that's interesting. But so I'll be looking into that, because I know they don't change. I mean, everything else, they do okay. I have stats. They do have support. Because I had a thing once. I have my double secret probation podcast is on Podbean. I'm killing two birds with one stone. And at one point I went over to check my stats and hit play on something and nothing happened. In fact, none of my podcasts would play on their site. And I'm like, what's the deal? And to their credit, they had it fixed probably in a couple hours. You know, so they do have support. But I was kind of surprised that none of my downloads worked. I'm like, well, that's kind of what I'm paying you guys for. So that was a little different. In theory, I think they now pass all of Dave's tests. I just need to find out why they're doing that. But it's a little weird because I know podcast.com is, I also have that. That's the other day. I can give you an update on that. I did get an email from there. Now, it took them a second to reply. But this is that it's another free media host. Yeah, we talked last week about secondary kind of distribution. And I said, I have some basic questions for you. How do you make money? And they said, some of the podcasts have, some of them have ads on their searchable directory index page. Another one, when you go to podcast.com, we're going to put ads up against it, which is interesting because banner ads don't pay squat like they used to, right? So, then question number two, do you change my MP3 file name? Do you change my ID3 tags? Do you change my bit rate? Now, those are yes, no questions. What do you hear when you hear the answer? Those are all part of our management portal.
That sounds like they don't want to answer the question.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, this is a yes, no question. When you don't get an answer, and I don't know if it's just me being, you know, grumpy old man, I go with the worst answer. I'm like, yes, we do, or something. It's like, you know, why not go? Or the other one is, this guy doesn't know, that person doesn't know, and they don't want to admit that they don't know.
They might be trying to give you a standard answer, too,
yeah.
Which is, you know, hey, that's in our portal.
Yeah,
that's in our management portal.
Do you supply an RSS redirect? Right. I asked them, do you let me redirect it, which I knew the answer to this one. We do not at this time. And is there a way to show my RSS feed from my website that I use to manage my show instead of the RSS from podcast.com? Okay, so I'm like basically saying, is there a way to point back to my website? To which their answer was, you could create a redirect on your site, which you can give out and just have it redirect to ours, which again kind of goes back to their business model. You want to send everybody to their website so they can have the banner ad. And I just went, yeah, that's not, you know. Now, Daniel did have an email with them and said they seemed open to, again, another smaller company to maybe putting a link back to your website, because you can pull that from the iTunes feed, because they're worried about bringing in HTML because you never know what you're going to get. But it was...
you know, their front page doesn't sort, or their podcast pages don't sort correctly either, which is... They default newest to oldest, which is, or I'm sorry, they default oldest to newest.
Yeah.
Even though it's selected to say newest, it's not sorting that way. I've checked them on both. I uploaded two, not uploaded, but I connected my RSS feed to two of the podcasts that are out there. And that's really frustrating. It doesn't flip on the web correctly in Chrome, at least. And so they've got, I bet it's three guys that are, you know, or two, or maybe just one, who are in charge of this, who are cranking code out like crazy to try and get this stuff done, you know, and they probably are working 15 and 20 hour days. And, you know, these guys are trying to make a buck. You can't blame somebody for trying to make a buck, right?
Right.
From that standpoint. But like, you know, another problem, when you go to log in, you log in and then that login button doesn't go away. And, nice. You know, so you don't get that feeling like you're actually logged in. You know, there's still a login button even when you're logged in. And from time to time, I've gone around on their site trying to do management stuff, and it makes me log in every time I switch pages. And you're like, that's not a great user experience, you know, kind of deal. So I think they've got a few things to work out. I'm just not sure they're quite ready for prime time yet. You know, you've got a lot of concerns about what you want them to do in your list. By the way, Dave, thanks for having like a very concrete, very obtainable or, you know, not subjective, but very objective. These are the six or seven. Was it seven that's on your list?
I think it's six or seven. Yeah, I'll have to go back and look.
So, well, these are the things I have. When I'm saying they have to pass this criteria, and it's very cut and dry. Thanks for having that. Because I think a lot of times, especially as podcast and as reviewers, you know, I got – Tech Armor shipped me for the gadget stuff. They shipped me some stuff this week, you know, cables and a iPad case and some
nice,
you know, a screen cover. And we are like, oh, I don't like it. You know, I don't like it because it doesn't feel good. And you're like, well, can you have some, you know, I think we need to remind ourselves that we need to have some objectives, you know, some objectable items that go in that are just concrete. Do you have an RSS feed that redirects? Yes or no, right? Do you change my file? Yes or no? And so you run it through that criteria. I'd love to see us do that more, especially on things we're reviewing. And I'm guilty of it as well. I've just kind of gone, yeah, you know, whatever kind of deal. So kudos to you for having that list.
Yeah, it's the teacher in me, right? I got to have that.
No, it's good. It's good. We should learn from it.
Yeah.
So, we should all learn from it.
Hey, as I look over, we do have the channel muted. That's good. We have open phone lines.
Yeah, we'd love to have you call in.
347-850-8007. And since it's a live show, I need to say, if you just joined us, you can join the chat over at askthepodcastcoach.com/live. I should probably say that this program is brought to you by the School of Podcasting. Use the coupon code ASK20 and save on your first month. Mike Phillips in the chat room asks, anybody working with PodClear? And I need to email them because... they scheduled a time once to give a demo to me, and we couldn't get the software to launch. And from what I understand, they've worked on it quite a bit since then. PodClear is one of these kind of like Ringer, where it is a you're kind of doing a double ender in the cloud, and which is interesting. But I think you have to have the PodClear software to connect to somebody using PodClear. So it's almost like the early days of a fax machine. Right. Just because I have PodClear doesn't mean I can do anything with it until somebody else gets PodClear that I can, you know, get. So I haven't played with them a lot. I just know, they're out of beta now and they're charging for their service. Ah, interesting. Yes. I'll have to check that out. But
I went over to their site. It's still earlier. It still says has the beta thing up. Let us know if you go to podclear.com, record crystal clear podcast interviews, be the first to know when we launch. So I don't know if they're out of beta yet. Maybe I'm seeing the wrong page.
Interesting. I know, speaking of beta, SoundCloud now, they're podcasting out of beta. So I don't think you have to request to have access to that. And really, unless they've changed things since the last time I've played with the back end of it, SoundCloud, again, here's another website that kind of points people back to their website. To do easy podcasting with them, you kind of have to use their feed. And you can go ahead and put the player on your website, but behind the scenes, you have to check a button to get that MP3 file into a feed easily. Otherwise, the last time I checked, you had to dig up your RSS feed, look at it in something in Chrome so you can see the gobbledygook, find the link to your MP3 file where they do change the file, and copy that and put it into your WordPress if you're going to be using something like PowerPress. So it was still, to me, really clunky if you wanted to use a different player than theirs, which on one hand, why would you do that? So it'll be interesting to see how that works, because I keep hearing how they're losing money. And I'm like,
I think they're all losing money, Dave. I'm not gonna lie. This is a tough, very competitive market now. Everybody's jumping in, you know, trying to be the host, trying to be host providers. And that's these waves, right? We had players for a while. Now we have host providers. Everybody's trying to jump in. It's going to get super competitive. I think, to your point, if you're new to podcasting and you're thinking about jumping in, you got to be really careful who you attach your, you know, your wagon to.
Yes.
Who you tie your wagon to, because you're tying it to a horse. That's the way the analogy works. Because you may have to move. And to your point, if these guys start shutting down, you better think about your exit strategy in a backup. You know, like, what am I going to do? If even with a Blueberry and a Libsyn, you should probably always think about their companies that someone could make a stupid decision and cause them to go under. There could, you know, any of those kinds of things could happen. You should always be thinking about, what's my backup strategy, right? What am I going to do if I don't have these guys? What are the things I have to do if I get this letter that, hey, we're shutting down on Friday. Sorry, we thought we had this all under control, but we don't. You know, regardless of who that is, SoundCloud, you might want to just have a backup strategy.
Yeah, and always have a backup of your files. Don't go, well, they're in the cloud, they're on SoundCloud, because I think Podango was the worst, where they gave people, like, I think it was less than a week or about a week, and it was around Christmas time, so we're all busy, to get your files and get them moved. And, you know, in some cases, companies like a Libsyn or a Blueberry can import your stuff from the RSS feed, but, it's a little different. So, want to give a shout out to, Amanda, Doughty, looks like, new listener in the chat room. So, Amanda, if you have any questions, that number is 347-850-8007. And so, yeah, a lot of fun technology going into the place. I know Pat Flynn, smart podcast player, he keeps updating it. Everybody's trying to make the user experience, you know, the best they can as more and more people jump on board. So,
Dave, we talk a little bit about we use Mixlr. And Mixlr, for a lot of people a year ago, Mixlr offered a free premium plan for anybody who was on their free plan. You could just upgrade. They were going to give it to you, their premium plan, free for a year. I took advantage of that. The big difference with it is that you get 3 hours of live broadcasting as opposed to the one that comes with it. Some other stats and stuff that came with it, I didn't find very useful. I did find the 3 hours very useful, though, because my podcasts run an hour and 20 minutes. And so an hour is not enough to use Mixlr. And so this week, that Mixlr plan downloaded. You might want to check, if you were like me and you took advantage of that free year, you might be coming, you know, and a year is a long time. You know, it's one of those kind of things where you're like, oh, that hasn't always been that way. Or I kind of thought it was just permanently going to be that way, where I was like, yeah, I get three. This is cool. I'm getting 3 free hours of, you know, of the streaming capability, which is there. I don't use them. They don't host anything there. So I don't use them that way, but it just a reminder, those things are coming up. Their pricing plans are pretty consistent with everybody else. So the Mixlr Basic is free, unlimited listeners. You get an hour, you get an hour worth of live on that. Their premium plan is 10 a month or $100 a year if you buy it in bulk, so to speak, and you get the ability to disable the chat room and some higher quality audio and 3 hours of streaming as well. So then it moves up. Their pro plan is $200 a year. Even that's not terrible. $20 bucks a month or $200 a year. They were offering some pretty nice deals. I think an extra month for free if you did it within that period. So if you did it, if you were like me and you signed up for that, that's coming to an end. They'll drop you back to the Mixler basic plan. And I'll already see if I open up my player now, you know, if you're using the Mixler audio console to record, it tells you right around, which is just crazy because it's Dave, you know, it's got those little circles and the dots
right.
that you're supposed to click to start the thing, which is not intuitive at all.
No.
You're like,
how about a button that says start? Yeah.
How did you come up with that UI? Right. To make that thing work. So now, if I'm going to go live on it and hopefully I don't screw anything up here, it should limit me to an hour. Yeah. So yeah. Now I'm downgraded and limited to an hour. So just, we've talked a lot about Mixler. So maybe some of you guys have jumped over there and are using it. Just be aware.
Yeah. Things change on occasion from that. But
well, good for them. I mean, I mentioned this to you and you said, now they got to make some money, and they do, right?
Yeah.
You want them to make some money. It looks like we have a caller.
We do have a caller. Here we go. Ending in 7825. You're on with Dave and Jim. What's your name and what's your question? Oh, hold on. My bad. I'm sorry. I had you muted. Let's try that again. What's your name and what's your question?
Michael Ray.
Hey, what's going on, buddy?
How you doing?
Good. Hey,
I was listening just earlier with you and Daniel with Kramer. That does sound like a pretty good deal.
Mm-hmm.
But then you said something about the apocalypse of websites going down. But so if you have Libsyn and you got your stuff on there, you own your own RSS feed through your website, basically, right? It's always that way. But if you go one of these other guys, they try to swap stuff around.
Well, there's a couple things. The with the School of Podcasting, when I started really having problems with my website, it's probably been going on and on for about 9 months to a year at this point, where I've just had issues, and then I'll have 3 weeks where things are fine, and then it'll go in the crapper. So when I was working with HostGator originally, when I was on shared hosting, they said, get anything you can off this website. So I moved my RSS feed to Libsyn. And, I basically do my show notes in Libsyn. Now I also have them on my website. But the cool thing about that is when, like this last Friday, you know, the website went down. And if that had gone out, if it had still been down on Monday and I was using PowerPress to control my feed, I had no control of my feed. As much as people go, you need to control your feed. Okay, well, guess what? You know, hackers, SQL problems, whatever. That was a problem. Now, the cool thing is my podcast came out, as it always does, on Monday because Libsyn was fine. So, and now for the record, you know, Libsyn might have problems someday. Now, on the other hand, they're keeping right. things somewhat simple over there. And that's where it's something that's slowly getting on my nerves. It seems like every time I log into any web page that's on WordPress, I have to update something, some plugin, some theme. I'm starting the one thing I've been doing that I'm like, what was I doing with this? I have a lot of themes that I don't use, so I'm deleting those and getting rid of those. So of course, the idea is, if Libsyn goes away tomorrow, okay, well, that's true. Well, if HostGator goes away tomorrow, I lose my feed, and in theory, you know, there's all sorts of worst case scenarios. And for the record, most of my stuff, I Ask the Podcast Coach, uses WordPress and PowerPress for my RSS feed. So I trust them both, but if you're something like Podomatic and you're using the free account, you can't put in that code that says, hey, iTunes, I move my feed over here. So you have to upgrade to do right. that. But there are sites like, I hate to bash them because we're using them right now, but Blog Talk Radio. They have a thing in their terms that you have to use their feed and they don't ever redirect. And that's why a lot of people, when they try to leave Blog Talk Radio, get upset because, they say they will change it on the case by case basis. And my theory is in the future, they probably will add that feature because Andy Toe over there is a pretty smart guy and he knows that's not cool. But right now you cannot redirect a Blog Talk Radio feed At least the people that I've helped, they have been told politely, no. And so you have to then beg your audience to come resubscribe. And we talked about this on the Podcasters Roundtable, and people are losing, like, you know, 20% of their audience. And there are those that would argue and say, well, if they didn't resubscribe, they really weren't into your show anyway. But yeah, that's the really horrible thing. So whoever you use, whether it's WordPress, and that's why I like PowerPress. PowerPress has that redirect box right there. If I want to redirect it, I can redirect it anywhere, which I did. Originally, the Ask the Podcast Coach show was on the School of Podcasting website, and I decided I wanted to separate the two. So I just went into PowerPress and said, hey, you know the RSS feed you're looking at iTunes? It's over here. And then there's the other geeky thing you can do is called a 301 redirect. There's actually a plugin that makes this super duper easy. And that way, anybody on Android, because we forget about it, there are those people that listen on Android, you can say, anybody listening to this version of the show, it's now over there. And so you can change it that way. So it's not fun. And that's why that's why typically you don't try changing your feed a whole lot. It's not a lot of fun.
Yeah, I don't. Once I get some, I don't want to change nothing. But as far as backup, so if the stuff is on Libsyn or HostGator, how do you ensure that's backed up? I saw something in there when I was messing with my site, ADHDthinktank.com, which I wanted to kind of talk to you about too. I saw something about a backup on there.
Yeah.
Is that backing up for, okay.
You
so
can,
as long as that keeps backed up,
well,
I can send that file to somewhere and always have it saved if, something goes bad.
Yeah. You want to go in there and back it up to something that's not HostGator. To have a true backup, like I back my stuff up to Dropbox. So that way, if HostGator goes down, I can jump on, Jim, what's the name of the young man's company?
Which one? Oh, Maple Grove Partners.
I could jump on MapleGrovePartners.com and install WordPress, reload my backup, and I'd be back up and running in seconds. So, yeah.
Right, because once you, let's say, theoretically, if Libsyn gets hit by a big Twinkie or something and goes away, then you, once you're backed up into Dropbox, and then okay, well, Libsyn's no more, and you go to Maple Grove Partners, you just upload, or you get your WordPress in there, then you just hit kind of like a restore thing, or take from that file, and then you're up and going again, and everything's kind of like restored, like a backup on a computer.
Kind of everything is there except my backup is looking for Libsyn, and Libsyn doesn't exist.
Right,
and so now I've got to either upload all my files again from scratch, which is no fun. Hopefully, you know, that's like the worst case scenario. Most companies will say we're going out of business in 4 days, you know, and that will give you time to find a host real quick. And most, like I said, Libsyn and Blueberry will both import your stuff so that way you don't have to upload them all. SoundCloud, although there is some whatever that one website is, if this, then that, IFTT.
IFTTT.
Yeah, there is a way to post to SoundCloud now. But for the most part, they're upload one at a time, which is no fun. But yeah, so in a worst case scenario, if Libsyn went down, if Blueberry went down, you'd have to probably either A, have the replacement host import your stuff if it was still online. If it wasn't online, if it just went poof and it's gone, you got to upload everything one at a time. And that's where, in some cases, hosting companies will have an FTP option where you can upload the files that way, which will be a little faster. But the good news is, as far as I know, Blueberry and Libsyn, that part of that company, are both, you know, in the black. They're making money. They're not going anywhere.
Yeah, because they're at least charging. And you got to charge money you got to charge money to keep the boat. You know, if you don't charge anything, I mean, there's nothing free in this world.
I don't care what it is.
And there's always a charge for something somewhere, you know. So
yeah, unless you're Google, Google does this very, very well without charging money because they make killing. You know, they kill it on the advertising side. So you can do free offerings.
Yeah.
You just have to make money somewhere else. And in Google's case, they use advertising. Not a lot of people have tried to do that. Being successful at that's very difficult.
Yeah, I mean, back when I had my construction company, I went and took, and I give away free vents. One, I wanted to make sure that everybody got vents anyway, because it solves problems for me on down the line. There's no moisture. It looked good. It was good. And I still made money. I mean, it cost me, you know, $20 for the vents and $10 to get them put in. And it was costing me that, but it saved me problems on down the line. of not having a house, sweat in the wintertime, and then get condensation inside there, and then all of a sudden start leaking, and it's really not my fault.
Right.
But I went ahead and solved the problem before it ever happened. But, okay, on my site, that ADHD Think Tank, I was having some fun messing with that thing. Somehow I got that bar, whatever that bar is across there in yellow, and I got four buttons on there. What are those things across there? One, it says, like, resources. One is funny. I got named something else. What is the purpose of those right there? And for anybody out there in podcast land, I am such a newbie, it's pitiful. But I'm going to put myself out here for a display.
Okay.
It might help somebody else.
So it's ADHDthinktank.com?
Right.
All right. Let me, I'm trying to pull up your website. ADHD Think Tank. Oh, hold on. There we go. That is your menu system. And you can, it is kind of tricky with that. And I see you're using the super awesome WP theme, which is, kind of cool.
Which I don't know what that is.
Okay. Well, welcome to a thing we call the learning curve. Anytime you get any kind of, let me see if I do not.
Not a bad little theme for what I think he's trying to do, though.
No.
You know, you need to go in there and, Michael, you'll need to go in there and get some things figured out as far as where stuff is. You know, you go into the admin console. Certainly you've been into the admin console, right? So you know what that
looks
like.
Oh, yeah, I've been
like
in there. I just don't know what would you guys use those four buttons for. What I'm thinking is I'm using them for.
No.
And I just named them something real quick so I can figure out what was from what. But I thought maybe that I might, you know, one's the home and one could be like resources for something and one's just like funny. And underneath that, I can have some funny videos or jokes or whatever.
Right.
And the other one would be some resources for something else.
Well,
is that what you guys use it for too?
No, there's two biggies that are missing. One, contact. How do you want people to, you know, here's your email, your voicemail.
That's my next question.
The other most visited page on your website is the about page. And so you want to put, here's ADHD Think Tank. Here's the podcast. Here's how you're going to benefit from listening to it. And then have a paragraph about the host. And here's Michael Ray.
Right.
He's a blah, blah, blah. So those are the two biggies. The difference is there are pages and posts. And a page is something that is static, meaning it doesn't move like a contact page. If I was a business, it'd be directions, things like that. And then what posts are, those are basically your episodes. And so depending on what you want, you could have like a resource page if you want. That would be something cool like that. You could, if you wanted to, have posts that are funny, like a YouTube video and things like that, and set up a category called funny or whatever you want. And then you could actually make a link in your menu to say when people click on this, filter the website. And kind of like when you go to an amusement park, you must be this tall to ride this ride. You can have a category. Say, look, show only the funny posts. So when they click on that link on your menu, it says, oh, show all the posts, but only the ones labeled funny. And it's kind of a filter. So I've seen people do that. They'll have a blog and they'll have a podcast and they'll use a category when they're writing the post. Oh, this is a blog. So they'll mark it blog. And then when they do a podcast episode, they'll put the category podcast. And that way, if somebody wants to just read stuff, they'll make a link that says, hey, when you click on this link, go to the category blog. And so there'll be just their blog posts. And then they'll make another link and say, okay, link to the category podcasting. And that will just show their podcast. So that's kind of what categories are. They're a way to filter the all the information to only say, only show this type. So I know on my website, betterdave.com, I kind of categorize those episodes as I'm either going to make you laugh, cry, think, or groan. And so you can go over and say, all right, I want to laugh. Let's see where Dave's trying to be funny. And you can click on that button and things of that nature. But those would be the things. Those are the biggies up there. You could even have a subscribe button and have that because you can put a link to pages. You can put a link to categories. And then you can basically link to anything. And so you could put a link to iTunes on it if you wanted to.
Your Amazon affiliate.
Right, yeah. That
live page can go there.
What I was thinking about doing is when the page, when you see at the top it says ADHD Think Tank, I was going to come up with something else. Mm-hmm. Then on the right there, I just put the buttons there. They don't work yet. Some of them I got to work, some I didn't. So I thought that once this page comes up, I like the big think tank thing. I like the thing at the top where you can connect to Pinterest or whoever, mm-hmm. you know, YouTube and all that. And on the right side, you know, newsletter, but straight there in the middle, just have, you know, the show post like that right there. But I don't know where to put where it would become really good for the contact information, unless you think it should be. So I kind of like to have a, like a phone number on there, and I can maybe do that at that top next to that ADHD think tank. I could put that in smaller there, contact here, but I don't know what you thought about that.
Yeah, depending on what you want, you know, where it says helping veterans and families, you could just put at the end of the right. description, you know, call blah, 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 blah to do that. But typically in a menu, you'll put, you know, the contact information somewhere in the navigation. And a lot of times you can adjust like which one's first and which one's last. So I would have it I would have it home, about, and then contact. That's me. But the cool thing about, you know, WordPress and being kind of your own webmaster, you get to decide.
But Michael, I'd spend some time on other people's sites.
About and contact would be two of the good things
I'd spend some time on other people's sites, seeing how they've set them up. So, you know, go around the podcast community for some folks that have been doing it for a while and take a look at how they set up their page. That'll give you some good ideas of what should be up there and, you know, how you want to do it. Ultimately, do it your way, but it'll just give you a framework to think about and the ability to kind of see the way other people are doing it.
It shows he's still here, but I get the feeling we dropped him.
No, or maybe he dropped himself. He's on the road, so.
Yeah.
So maybe
the phone line shows
Saturday morning, Michael is somewhere in Illinois at the moment.
I'm going to try muting him, and I'm going to bring him back because I didn't touch any buttons.
Oh.
Okay. Well. Interesting. Let me jiggle a cord.
Jiggle a cord, a technical term.
Yes, it shouldn't.
Jiggle the cord term.
There he is. He's back.
Oh, I might still be here. There we go. But yeah, I love it when you guys do your show on Saturday morning. That's one of my treats of the week because when little things go wrong, it makes me feel better. But anyway, yeah. So I really appreciate it, and I just keep hitting at it and see what I can do.
That's
so,
it.
Yeah, good work.
Get that first episode going, and it'd be good to go, my man. Awesome. All right, Michael. Well,
all right. Thank you, fellas.
Drive safe. All right, Jim, we have to, I have an idea for next week. And we have to figure this out. We have a problem. Not really a problem. And Daniel. Yeah, it's an opportunity. I'm going to be going to WordCamp, what are those things called? WordCamp. Yeah, I was thinking that sounded weird. WordCamp Canton, Ohio. At my old alma mater of Stark State University, back when I had an electronics degree. And it's Friday and Saturday, so I will not be here next week. So my question is, do I want to give you a bunch of login name and passwords and you drive next week? And then you can bring on Mike Howard or Ryan.
Yeah, you know what? Wow, this will be fun. I've never done it without you.
I was like, do we do Ask the Podcast Coach without me? I'm like, why not? I'm like, I hate to... you know, we got people showing up on Saturday, and I'm like,
Yeah. Let me do this. Instead of you having to give me all your stuff, let me give you just a little bit of code that you can embed on your site.
Yeah, so I thought about that. If you make a Google Hangout.
Guy network. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I'll just run it through my network. But we'll still be at askthepodcastcoach.com. I'll just give you all the code you need to embed on your site, and then I'll just run it through mine. And yeah, it would be great to have Mike Howard on. Maybe I haven't podcasted with him in a little bit, and he's a fellow podcaster. So the only thing I'll need though, we'll need to figure out how we're going to take calls and that stuff. We'll figure that off maybe in the post show.
Yeah, I was going
to
say either A, maybe you'll just go chat next week, or I was going to say, because I could just give you my login name and password, and then you'll have to have the Mixer from Hell experience that I do every week.
Well, it may force me. I've been trying to figure out a way to do it easier than the way you do it in my ecosystem, right? Just because we do things. So it may force me to fit all in thing out a little bit. And maybe you have to give me access to your Block Talk Radio account and use that.
Yeah.
We'll be back next week. It'll be me instead of you.
Yeah. We just missed a week from NMX not too long ago, and I don't want to make it like, you know, the show is like Swiss cheese. Sometimes it's there, sometimes it's a hole. And I'm like, you know, and I could do a, you know, a best of, but I was like, we're kind of used to having people here.
Let's
do it. You know, so sitting in for Dave this week will be Jim Cullison and his special guest, you know, whoever.
So, yeah, no, it'll be fun.
All right, cool. Well, that'll be fun. So with that, we'll go ahead and start rolling the exit music, he said. See, the problem is I keep hitting. Oh, wait a minute. Oh, we have a caller. Well, do you have time to stick around?
Yeah, let's. Oh, yeah, you bet.
We've only got time for more callers. Hey, you're on with ending in 0240. You're on with Dave and Jim. What's your name and what's your question?
Hi, Dave. Hi, Jim. It's Kathy Kelly.
Hey, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good.
First of all, I just want to say thank you so much, Dave, for throwing a little plug there from my Kickstarter. You're so sweet. You're so sweet. But listen, you're going to fall off your chair because I, the anti-tech podcaster, I am thinking about trying to do some podcast recording live for the very first time when I'm down in Walt Disney World, you know, for my Special Mouse podcast.
Okay.
So I've never done anything like this before, as you know. I have an iPhone 5. So I'd prefer, if I could, to just use my phone and not, you know, purchase another piece of equipment,
okay,
you know, like a recorder. So what's your best advice?
How long do you want a podcast? How long is the episode?
No, I'm probably not going to do a whole episode. I'm probably going to do like little snippets, you know, just here or there, like in little recordings as I'm going around, or perhaps if I bump into someone and I want to have a little bit of a conversation. So it's not going to be a whole long episode. It's going to be little pieces.
So it's not something that necessarily has to be live. You just want to record with your phone. Is that
right? Right.
Got it.
Correct.
You can go as simple as voice memos. Do you have an iPhone?
Okay.
I do.
I have an iPhone 5.
Yeah. A voice memo is pretty cool. And the thing I like about that is you can upload it to Dropbox when you're done. So I've used that. You could use Boss Jock Studio, but in reality, the only thing Boss Jock does that, the voice memo app doesn't is Boss Jock, I believe, will let you export it as a WAV file. So it might sound a little better, but I've used the voice memo thing for my podcasting for free experiment and was surprised that it doesn't really sound as horrible as I thought it would.
Now, do you think I should just use the mic that's on the phone?
Yeah, actually, that's what I use.
So I don't need to bring.
Yeah. And then if you want to splurge, there is another app called Rode Rec. So Rode Rec. And I think they have a paid version that I want to say it's a whopping $5 that'll actually let you, you have to pay the $5 to export to Dropbox, but you can actually go in and adjust your mic volume through that. It's kind of cool. In terms of, let's see, cause you're using your headset. Cause somebody asked what's a Gerda external mic and I use.
She could go live to Spreaker too, right? I mean, you could go into Spreaker, start those, record them right into Spreaker.
Yeah.
And be able to get your audio that way. You could probably use, and I haven't gone back to see on if Meerkat or Periscope record or how to get those audio files back once you've done it. But I know like with Periscope, when we've recorded those, at the end it says, do you want to upload them to the site? And you can. I have to do a little work on that. Maybe that's a bad recommendation. The microphone that came with your, do you still have the earbuds that has the microphone that came, that when you got your phone?
Yeah.
Yeah. Those microphones actually work pretty well. We've used those as in a pinch from time to time for our webcast Gallup. You know, I just have them plug those in. And so put your earbuds in, put the microphone on, hold that. You can even hold that up a little bit if you want to get it closer to your, you know, to your mouth like that. But in a pinch, those work pretty well too. So that would be an easy microphone to have. You don't have to pay any more money for it.
Are you listening or are you, do you see the video? I'm not sure where you're from.
I'm listening, but I had paused the video.
Okay.
I could turn it back on.
You can always mute it. That's the other thing. Cause this is what Spreaker looks like on your phone. That's pretty easy. Just hit record and that will go out. And
Spreaker's got a really good audio interface.
Yeah.
I mean, that is one of those kinds of things where, you know, it's a little, you're adding some complexity to it because you don't really need that. Like Dave said, I think if you just want straight audio and you want to make it easy, just use that built-in recorder that's on the phone. That'll be fine.
Yeah, that's the easiest one. And
then you can send those things up to the cloud to be able to get them again, and you're done. Here's my recommendation. Whatever you use, practice. So before you go, make sure you've done about a dozen of these things, just testing certain things out so you know how to get to it. It's going to get where it goes. Try testing it moving around. You know, try testing the audio quality. So, you know, more important, I think, than what you're using is once you start using it, practice with it so you know what to expect. I'd hate for you to record 10 or 15 things out there to only to get back and realize none of them are usable.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, well, because, you know, I'm not, this is a big, big step for me. You know, I've never done something like this before. So
yeah, give it a
I definitely need to keep it simple, stupid.
It really is. It's I'll do it here on the video, but basically I'm pulling up my phone. I hit voice memo. I hit the big red button and now I just talk into the phone like I would normally. And, this is me talking into the phone. Now I'll hit stop. Now I'm going to put this on my microphone. It's not going to sound great, but this is what I just recorded. But it's really, really quiet, I bet. That's because my volume's down. Yeah, I don't know why it is. When I play this back, yeah, you can't even hear that. It's really quiet on the phone, but the actual, you can see it recorded that, you know, and if I hit play, you know, it's actually a decent, you know, recording level. You don't have any control over that, but typically it's kind of set up. I don't know if there's some sort of automatic thing. And then from there, when I click on done, it asked me, what do I want to call it? So I'm going to get creative and call this Erase Me. And when I hit save, you know, there's my Erase Me file, a very blurry version of it. But I click on that, and there's a little button in the bottom right-hand corner with a little arrow. I click on that, and I've already set it up with my Dropbox, but I have a Save to Dropbox button down there in the bottom. I click on that, and I've already logged into my Dropbox, so I have a folder called Podcasting for Free, where I throw all my podcasting for free stuff. And when I click on save, now here I'm on Wi-Fi, so it's uploading and that's it. Of course, that was a whopping, you know, 2 second video or audio, but it's just that easy. It slices and dices and even juliennes. So. Alrighty.
All right. Well, thanks a lot. I'm going to try it.
All right.
I'm going to be daring. I'm going to try something new.
Good for you stepping out of your learning curve and your comfort zone. That's a beautiful thing to hear. Awesome. Well, have a good weekend.
All right, guys.
Yep.
You too. Bye-bye.
Take care. And, of course, you can find Kathy at specialmouse.com. Her podcast sounds phenomenal. I don't know who does the audio editing of it, unless it's maybe me. Amanda had some questions. We'll probably hit those on the after show. That'll be fun. And we are here every Saturday morning, unless it's me next week. So tune in. You can say I was there on that very special. The very first time Dave wasn't there, I was there. I'll probably be down like at the thing watching with my headphones in the chat room, trying to type on my iPad or something.
It's tough to give up your baby, Dave.
It is.
For letting you run it. We've done enough of these. Let me run it without you.
It is hard. I was the, speaking of Stark
totally
State,
hard.
Stark State University, I was the editor of the student newsletter. And I had to quit because I was so into being the newsletter editor that I kind of quit, like, I don't know, studying and stuff like that. And I'm like, okay, I need to realize I got a problem here. And so I became just a writer. I let another guy took over as the editor. And the first thing he did was he changed the name of the newsletter. And I was like, that's my baby. You killed me.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So
differently.
It's hard to give it up. So, but thanks to the chat room. Thanks to everybody who called in. And don't forget, again, you can use the coupon code ASK20 at theschoolofpodcasting.com and get a discount on your first month. And hello to everyone. I can see now my Dropbox is letting me know that erasememe.com is now in the cloud. So thanks for tuning in. And Jim, where can people find you?
Everything's out at theaverageguy.tv.
And you can find me at schoolofpodcasting.com. And you can find us every Saturday live, askthepodcastcoach.com/live. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you again next week with another episode of Ask the Podcast Coach.